Week 1, Thursday, Terse. Dear God, please come to my aid. Master, please hurry to help me. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. I think I understand why Israel could turn aside and build the golden calf, in spite of all they'd seen in Egypt, half of which some sorcerer of Egypt's spell could duplicate. I would have thought as well it must have been a trick. How could a staff become a snake? And why? It is to laugh. And here we are, trapped in this desert hell. We don't believe our eyes because it's all too good to be what happens in this world. If he loves us so much, why all this pain? It is because we turn our backs and feign to rule our lives ourselves, with flags unfurled. We close our ears and so can't hear his call. During my pilgrimage, I have kept your commandments. Psalm 119, Part 7. Give attention, please, to what you said to your slave, to what has been the source of my hope. It is my solace in my troubles, because what you say gives me life. Arrogant fools sneer at me because I did not stray from your law. I remembered your ancient orders, Yahweh, and these have been my strength. I am filled with indignation at these evil people who have abandoned your law. Your regulations have been the song I sung in the land where I am a pilgrim. I recall your name in the night, Yahweh, and that helps me keep your law. It has been my blessing, because I hold to your rules. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. During my pilgrimage, I have kept your commandments. I have pondered your ways and turned back to your teaching. Part 8. Have the share I am served be yourself, Yahweh, because I said I would keep what you say. I begged for your favor with all my heart, and so be merciful to me as you have said. I pondered my behavior and turned my steps to your orders. I hurried to them. I did not waste time in keeping your commandments. Ropes from evil people have tied me up, but I have not forgotten your law. I rise at midnight to thank you because of your honest verdicts. I am a friend of everyone who holds you in awe and who keeps your regulations. Yahweh, all the earth is full of your mercy. Please, teach me your rules. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. I have pondered your ways and turned back to your teaching. Reading, Amos 4:13. Note this. The one who molds mountains and creates the wind, who tells humans what he is thinking, who made the dark before the dawn and strides over the highest peaks of the earth, is the one whose name is Yahweh, the God of armies. Bless the Master, all of you creatures of the Master, praise and give glory to his name. Master, in the middle of the morning, you gave your Holy Spirit to your emissaries as they gathered to pray. Please give us, too, a share in the life and love your Spirit brings. We make this request through our Master the Prince. Amen. Let us bless the Master. Thank God.